Blog Talk Radio. Vision. No, really, are you pouring into your vision? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what exactly do you mean? I'm really intrigued. Well, you know, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Are you pouring into your vision? Let's get into it and lean in.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. I really do. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, personal and professional lifestyle coach, master motivator, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that I'm real excited about to share with you that we are going to lean into. You know, speaking of leaning into, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. That's what you have stated, our global listening audience, and we so appreciate you. You know, we encourage you, if you have missed any of our past show installments, we want you to know that we encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. Our on-demand library is truly filled with rich insight on various topics to truly equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. So know that the archives are a great resource and tool for you that at any time you can receive great empowerment around various topics. So what do you need to do, you may be asking? Well, simply visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, available for your convenience online, our on-demand library at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. As I stated, our on-demand library is filled. Did I say filled? Oh, yeah, it's really filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our rich topic and the subject that we are focusing in on today. And then we will open our program up for your audience participation, if time permits, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, before we jump into today's topic, I have to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens or notepads, your desktops, laptops, your smartphone with your notes, your iPads, your tablets, whatever it is, you need to grab it so that you can capture the jewels and nuggets that will be shared, any questions that you may have, so that when we open the lines up, you are well equipped to simply jump right on in. And speaking of jumping right on in, we ask that before we jump into today's topic, that you take a quick, brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We encourage you to allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Yes, right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school. Send a message in a bottle of carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking for your support, that you would do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you to assist us in expanding our outreach. You know, we recognize that without you, we cannot expand our outreach, and so we extend our sincere, gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach, because, again, we cannot do it without YOU. So if you're getting anything from Motivational Mondays, we simply ask that you share. Thank you so much. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to spin win. And we're challenging you to pour into your vision. Pour into your vision. You know, about 2 weeks ago, we spoke about Tweak It. And if you missed it, this episode, of course, is available and on our on-demand library. And we truly encourage you to take advantage of the rich resource, again, at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U. But the reason why I bring that up is that an area that we evaluated as a part of this particular episode on Tweak It was being consistently inconsistent. And I shared very transparently how I realized about 10 years ago that on my journey, I was consistently inconsistent. And I was feeling frustrated about where I was and the results that I was getting. But the reality was I had to take ownership as it related to where I was, because guess what? I was what? Consistently inconsistent. come to realize when we are able to truly be honest, I mean, looking at that man or woman in the mirror, as Michael Jackson would say, and truly be honest about where we are on our journey and where we stand, quite frankly, understanding that it's a direct result of what we've poured into our journey or not. And this is what leads us into today's question. And I ask it again for you to process. Are you, Y-O-U, right where you are, sitting in your car, on the road, at your office, at your home, in the living room, wherever you are, in the gym, maybe you're on the treadmill, and you're listening in to Motivational Mondays today. I want you to evaluate. Are you pouring into your vision? You know, when we're looking at and talking about pouring into something, our job, our relationship, our vision, our goals, our dreams, when you're pouring, you are flowing rapidly in a steady stream into something. And I want us to understand that this flow that's flowing rapidly, that steady, speaks to, what did we talk about? Consistency, in being consistent. It's all about this process that we are giving into, serving into something. Again, be it your job, your relationship, your vision, your goals, or your dreams. You know, the reality is this. When we absolutely love something, or someone for that matter, we pour into them. We pour into it. You know, I often can relate, of course, being a female, I can relate into when we like a man, ladies, come on, join me on this, right? When you really like a man, you want to pour into that individual. And initially, it's difficult because you want to pour into, but you kind of lean back. You don't really know where the relationship is going just yet. And so you don't give as much, but instinctively, it's in you to pour into. Men, I'm sure you're saying, well, wait a minute, Coach Adams. When we're feeling somebody, we want to pour into them as well. And it should be mutual. But this is the thing, that we pour into those things and those areas that we love. Oftentimes, for those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard me mention the Gallup poll that states that 95% of people, 95% of people go to jobs every day that they don't like. And they work with people that they can't stand. And in essence, in a lot of cases, they work with people every day. They go to jobs that they don't like. There's no passion. They don't love it. And they're working with people that they don't stand, they can't stand, that they don't like. At this stage in my journey, it's so difficult for me to understand doing something every day that you don't like. But I can truly relate, because when I was in real estate, I was doing what I didn't love. I was in real estate finance. I didn't love finance, but yet that was the industry that I was in at the time. But everything I've learned is designed, and it's purposeful, and it brought me to who I am today and where I am on my journey. So I can relate, and I understand being in an industry that you don't love, doing a job that you don't love. But when you love something, I mean, when you really love something, someone, you are going to pour into it without question. You know, I think about myself. Because of who I am, I love, absolutely love what I do. I am often pouring into others, and I'm giving for free the gift that God has placed in me because of doing what I love. If you give me a presenting challenge, as I often state, I am going to coach you because it's naturally who I am. It's how I've been wired It's a part of my very DNA. And so I have to ask you this. I have to bring this to the forefront. If you are not pouring into your vision, if you're not pouring into your goal, if you're not pouring into your dreams, you're not ready to move to the next level. And you may have to evaluate, do I love what I do, what I'm pursuing? Because when we love it, guess what? We got to do it. We have to pour into it. We may have those moments where we find ourselves being consistently inconsistent, but we constantly are getting back to that which we love. And so I want to share with you five keys on how to know if you're pouring into your vision, your goals, and your dreams. Because Motivational Mondays is all about work it now. Work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately living out your dreams. And so let's look at number one, our first key on this journey and this process of looking at and understanding, am I pouring into my goals, my visions, and my dreams? Well, the first connects with our opening. And the question is, are you consistent? Because if you are consistent, this consistency speaks to you pouring into your goals, your visions, and your dreams. You know, think about this. You are in a relationship with someone. And the reality is you're not going to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't have time for you. And when we are consistent as it relates to working our vision, achieving our goals, and living our dreams, we set quality time aside for our vision. We are intentional. We're deliberate. We navigate and move with intention. You move things around as you need to. You know, ladies, men, come on, work with me on this because I'm going to be making the connection with relationships as it relates to us working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. And this topic that we're leaning into today, and this topic, of course, that being, do you remember the question? Are you pouring into your vision? And so as we look at our five keys on how to know if you're pouring into your vision, we said number one is that you're consistent, that you set quality time aside for your vision. You're willing to navigate and move things around. When a man really likes a woman and a woman really likes a man, they could be as busy as all get out. You've heard the term that we make time. We make time for those things that are important to us. Bottom line, we don't make excuses. We make time. It may be difficult to navigate, but the relationship is important. And so what I'm challenging us to recognizes that if you're not pouring into your goals, your visions, and your dreams through consistency, you need to reevaluate because it always comes back to this very question. Are you willing to pay the price? Meaning, are you willing to invest the necessary time and energy into your vision? Notice I said your vision, the vision that God has given you, your goals and your dreams, what you want to achieve. When you are thinking about it in that way, you now craft things out the way that they need to be crafted. You are intentional. You are strategic. You are deliberate. Because if you don't work your vision, you're not going to achieve your goals, and ultimately, you're not going to live out your dreams. And as I stated, if someone is too busy and they don't make time for you in a relationship, you're like, bye, boy, bye, guy, bye, girl. You don't have time for them if they can't make the time for you. So your vision, your goals, and your dreams are like, oh, okay, bye-bye, no problem. You don't want to work it. You don't want to invest the time. I'm not important enough. Then you will not reap the rewards and see a yield that will be beneficial over time through your consistency. And consistency, as I've often stated, it's boring doing those daily routines and activities. That is what gets you to that place of the yield. So key number one in determining if you're pouring into your vision, and you have to do it consistently. The next one is your vision, okay? You have to understand, wait a minute. Your vision, if it's so important to you, you share your vision with any and everybody that's around you. It's not a mystery. You speak it boldly. Why? Because you love it. You're passionate about it. Just like if people are in a relationship, come on, ladies. You know when you're seeing someone, you want them to introduce you to their family, to their friends, to their network, and vice versa. You don't want to be a little secret. You don't want to be hidden, like you're feeling like the person is ashamed of you. And so when it comes to working your vision so you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams, are you sharing your vision with others? Do you speak about it? Do you talk about it? Do people feel your passion, your fire about your vision? You know, I often find it very interesting that people that are passionate about their vision, you can tell their passion becomes contagious. They draw you into their vision. They make decisions that align with their vision. Some people would say, does it take all of that and that individual, because they are so passionate, on fire about their vision? For them, yes. But guess what? They're the small percentage of individuals that are getting results. While you're sitting back, womp, 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 nobody knows the trouble I've seen. You're sitting there frustrated and all of that, but you have to take responsibility for where you are on your journey. Like I had to 10 years ago recognizing, Coach Adams, girl, you have been consistently inconsistent. I was not pouring into my vision consistently. I was sharing it, but then I became selective with who I was sharing it with. Why? Because I was consistently inconsistent. For some, it may have been a mystery. For you and the network around you, is your vision, are your goals, is your dream a mystery, a great mystery that people are like, well, I don't know what this person is passionate about? Are you so often a jack of all trades? You're popping from here and popping from there and popping from here and popping from there. You're not consistent with anything. You're moving to the next thing that people are like, huh, well, what is this person's vision? I have an individual that's a part of my network. They come to me with different things. I couldn't tell you today what they do. I really couldn't, because every time I turn around, they're doing something different, the next great thing. I'm like, will you focus and commit to one thing? Pour into that one thing consistently. Share that vision. Allow it to be watered and nurtured so that it can grow. So you share your vision. You share it with anyone that will listen. Some would say, well, no, I can't share my vision with everybody. Why? Because what's for you, the reality is, it's for you. I'm not saying that you shouldn't use wisdom in sharing certain intimate details around your vision. But if people don't know what you do, guess what? Houston, we have a problem. You should be sharing. People should know you as the expert in whatever your area is. If it's the film industry, if it's a songist, if it's a business person, whatever that is, people should know what you do. Every opportunity you have, you should be sharing your vision. Just as if you were in a relationship with someone, you would want people to know how important this person is to you. I often think of my spiritual brother. Boy, I tell you, any moment he gets, he's talking about his sweet brown. Everybody knows, nobody questions, woo, that he loves his wife. And that is a wonderful, beautiful thing because he is sharing the love for the relationship. The same is true for our vision. We should be sharing our love for our vision for the assignment. It should be a part of the very fabric of your DNA. And you should be excited to share with people. Share the gift. Share what you do. Live it out. It's not an abstract something over here. No, it should be a part of the very fabric of who you are. And that is key number three. Your vision is a part of the very fabric of your life, all areas, all aspects of your life. It's not just a little component over here. No, it's a part of the very fabric of your life. And what happens now is that you begin to make decisions that align with your vision. You begin to make future plans that support your vision. When you get the call about the party on a Saturday and you had already stated, oh, I'm going to stay in, I'm going to get some writing done, I'm going to work on my business plan, I'm going to do this associated with my vision, and you get that call regarding the party, you make a decision associated with your future and your vision. I mean, come on, ladies, gentlemen, come on. In a relationship, as I said, I was going to be making the connection back and forth. In a relationship, you want to, and I know I can speak about me, I don't want someone to be in a relationship with me and they're not speaking about future plans. I'm not a part of their future plans when they're speaking about it. The same is true for your vision. If your vision is not a part of the very fabric of your life, who you are, all aspects of your life, even if you are currently on a 9-to-5 and you're doing what you have to do until you don't have to do it anymore, you're still being consistent with your vision at whatever level you're at. You are still sharing your vision with those that you have the opportunity to share your vision with. Why? Because your vision is a part of the very fabric of your life. It's not a separate little entity. And so even if you're still on a 9-to-5, and I know the reality is that many of you that may be listening in, everyone's not an entrepreneur. Everyone's not a business owner. Some are in transition. You're working to get to that place. And that's why you're fighting to win, to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. And so if you're in that place, guess what? You can still make decisions that align with your vision. You know, I think about when I was in property management, and for those of you that are regular listeners, you may have heard this aspect of my story. But when I first got into property management, I was just looking for a means to an end, to be honest with you. I was in real estate. My last transaction made me want to pull what little hair I had in my head out. I was so tired of feeling like, as I give the illustration often, the square peg trying to fit into the round hole. I had a deal that just went crazy off the rails completely. I was, you know, questioned about fraud because the person working with had created fraud in their application. And then I was questioned because I was licensed, and all of this drama around this transaction. Am I working with this person for over 6 months, 100% commission? The deal is ready to close. I'm excited. The money had already been spent, and then it was pulled right when it was about to be recorded because of fraud. I am telling you, that was like the straw that broke the camel's back for me in that season. I was like, enough already. I'm stepping back. I need to reevaluate. And that's what got me in the zone of that journey of discovering. But as I was in that journey of discovering, I got into property management because I had already been doing property management on a very small scale for some realtors that I knew when I was in real estate finance. And so I just moved into the corporate setting. And when I got into the corporate setting, initially I didn't know what it was that I was created to do. I just knew, I knew this industry. Okay, this is makes sense in the transition. While I am searching and discovering what is it that I was created to do. And so when I first got into that industry, you know, hey, it was a great gig, you know. I'm vibing, I'm growing. I started as an assistant manager, grew to a manager. And in that season, then God spoke his call and the assignment on my life. And so from there, I began to adjust. You may be thinking, wait a minute, Coach Adams, you lost me. How does this connect with what you were talking about? Well, how does it connect is that I began to make decisions. Once I was clear on what my call and assignment was, then I made decisions that further aligned me with that. Remember, I said your vision is a part of your very fabric of your life, and then your decisions, you make decisions that align with the vision. And so although I still had to be in that 9-to-5, quote-unquote, setting, the decisions that I made from that point of awareness and the awakening began to shift, and they were in alignment with my assignment and the call on my life. Industry that I was in at the time, property management, it looked like I was going backwards instead of progressing based on the natural chain of that industry. But what I was doing with intention is that I was aligning in that area, those areas that gave me the opportunity to fuel my passions, to now fuel this awakening that I had with the call on my life until I didn't have to do it anymore. So now, instead of me just growing up in the ranks of this industry, I'm now refining, saying what opportunities will give me and put me into position to better do what the call is now on my life. And so I began to make decisions that aligned with the vision. And so I share that with you so that you are clear that wherever you are, it doesn't matter, but you should be making decisions that align with the very vision. If you're not making decisions that align with the very vision, then you're just going in a direction that is not intentional, that is not in alignment with your call and the assignment on your life. And so when you're looking at that, as I stated, in a relationship, if you're seeing someone and there's no talks about the future, you're going to be like, bye, boy, bye, guy, bye, girl, I'm out of here, because there's no incorporating this individual into the very fabric of your life, right? And so the same is true when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. It should be a part of the very fabric of your life, not on just one level, but on all levels, and that your decision-making, that process aligns with the vision. It aligns with your goals. It aligns with your dreams. And oftentimes we have to make difficult decisions associated with our future. You can't do all of the fun things that you may want to do. There's a time and a season for everything. And so I want to challenge you to evaluate, because we're talking about the five keys of understanding and knowing, are you pouring into your vision, your goals, and your dreams? Number one, we said you must be consistent. Number two, we said you have to share your vision. You have to speak it. It cannot be a mystery. Whenever we speak our vision, we never know who's out there that would say, wow, you know what? I know someone that you should know. Or, wow, you know, I can use your services. Wow, you were an answer to my prayers. Wow, you know, I was just looking for and doing some research for someone that does what you do. But if your vision is a mystery and you're not speaking it, well, no one will know. So don't hide it and make it a mystery. Share it. We just talked about your vision should be a part of the very fabric, all aspects of who you are. It should encompass that. It's not this little isolated thing on an island all by itself, but rather it should be incorporated into the very fabric of all areas of your life. Why? Because who you were created to be, who I was created to be, it is a part of the very fabric of my DNA, your DNA, that makes you, you, uniquely you. And then the other is you are committed. You're not fair weather. You know, when it comes to your vision, your goals, and your dreams, it's not I do it, I work it only in the good times. And when it's not so good, when I'm having challenging times, bye. You step away. You're steady in the good times and the bad times. People know how you feel about your vision. They're so passionate about your vision. People know your passion. As I stated, my spiritual brother, people know he's passionate about his sweet brown. Everybody knows. If you are in his circle, you know. If you don't know, it's going to come up at any stage. Why? Because of the level of commitment and the passion. And so are you aware of the needs of your vision? Do you even know what your vision needs? Because when we are committed, we are in tune with our vision. We care for our vision. Why? Because we love it. We love our vision, our goals, and our dreams, so we're caring for it. You know, I was speaking with an associate of mine who unfortunately had been diagnosed with cancer. And at the time, her doctor told her, and she was in a relationship. At the time, her doctor told her that oftentimes relationships break up during times of sickness and illness and challenges such as this. They don't sustain. And when they shared that with me, it brought me to the reality of traditional vows, marriage vows. And I know that, you know, individuals will do customized vows and all of that, and people have moved away from a lot of the traditions, but the traditional vows that say in good times and what? In bad times. In sickness and in what? Health. And so when it comes to your vision, you have to ask yourself the question when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. Are you truly committed? Are you truly committed? I remember early on my journey, I had to face this reality. Dania, Coach Adam, are you fair weathered or are you truly committed to the vision? When the resources are not coming in, are you still committed? When you're in the lean season, are you still committed? When you move from the lean season to the drought, are you still committed? When the money is flowing and things are doing well, are you still committed? And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, when the money is flowing, but you still have to be committed for the money to continue to flow. I remember I had a mentoring session, a coaching session with my coach, and we were talking in the subject of, are you living off the fat of the past, what you did previously? Are you still doing what you need to do to keep the vision alive, to keep the blood pumping and the heart moving in the vision, in your goals, in your dreams? Because you are committed. You're committed with that intention that we spoke about, the daily routines. You're consistent in the process, doing what you need to do because of the vision that you now have a part of your very DNA. It's a part of the very fabric of who you are and how you've been designed and created. We do seminars, and many of you that are regular listeners, you know that I serve as the global master trainer for Al and Hattie Hollingsworth Boss the Movement Vertical Leap in the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program. And for years, we would do Vertical Leap life-changing seminars in person every month. And I remember in the first time I heard my mentor saying this, I had to really process. I was like, I didn't really get it. But then I got it, and I mean, I really got it, and it speaks to what we're talking about, your commitment. And if something is really a part of the very fabric of who you are. And so they would always tell people, because the seminars were 21 hours at a time over a weekend, you know, generally speaking, and we had different seasons, but that 21 hours, and they would say, you know, if God called you, you can't leave. If God didn't call you, you can't stay. And that spoke to the commitment. You see, when you're on the journey and you're very clear on who has set you on this journey, even in the difficult times, you cannot quit. You're committed. It's not in you. Because that vision is a part of the very DNA of how you are wired, how you've been created. And so, therefore, you're committed. When you make those vows one to another in a marriage, you should be committed. It's a mindset. Unfortunately, the divorce rate is what it is because people are not fully committed. They go in with an exit strategy. Well, if it don't work out, we'll get divorced, saying divorce is not an option. And so when it comes to your vision, are you fair weathered? Are you like, oh, okay, if it's doing good, this reminds me of this person I was sharing with you. I see them as fair weather. If it's doing good and they're making money in that moment, quick, fast, and in a hurry, yes, I'm all in. And then when the tide shifts, oh, okay, I'm moving on to the next thing. But we have to be committed to our vision. And a part of being committed to our vision, that is this process, as we're talking about, the five keys on how to know if you're pouring into your vision, your goals, and your dreams. Number one, first key, you're consistent. Number two, you share your vision. You sure do. Number three, your vision is a part of the very fabric of who you are, every area of your life. There's no separation. It's a seamless flow. Number four, we just established that we are committed. Number five, our last key that we have, and then we're coming to our lines and would love to hear from you. And so if you would like to chime into the conversation today, we're opening our programming up for your audience participation, and we invite you to share in the discussion, in the broadcast. Maybe you have a question or a comment around today's topic. Pour into your vision. We encourage you to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. This is a safe space. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You can't just press 5 on your keypad of your laptop or desktop. You have to dial in, and the dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. You may be listening in from your electronic device, but you do need to dial in to engage live in the studio with us. And we invite you and would love to have your participation. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. The lines are open, and again, this is a safe space. So as we get into number 5, number 5, you are secure with your vision. You are one with your vision. You know that 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 you know you are doing the very thing that you were called to do. And see, this is what I've grown to know to be true. Clarity, it lends to peace. Wait, did you get that? Clarity, when you are clear on your journey, clarity lends to peace. Nope, I didn't say you wouldn't go through. I didn't say you wouldn't have challenges. But when you are clear, it lends to, and you're now navigating on your journey from a place of peace. You see, what I've grown to know to be true is this, that there is a specific reason for you, for I, a specific reason for my creation, your creation. And this specific reason why we were created, it's crystallized when we determine what our purpose in life is, our life's purpose, when we identify that. And once we identify the purpose, the reason why we were created, that which is coded in our very DNA, when we discover that, what happens is now the success of making that connection releases into our lives, and everything lines up in the very place and time of where it is designed to be. Purpose is waiting for each and every one of us to unearth it, to unlock the code that has been programmed in our very DNA. And when we do that, we blossom into that area which has been defined as our purpose and our call. It enables us to then greet our destiny. That's why I say, when you're secure with your vision, because you have unlocked that code, you unearthed that very thing and the reason why you were created, that in turn lends to you having the clarity that you need and navigating from a place of peace. You know, there's a difference that happens when you go against the flow of a river versus when you go with the flow of the river. See, the water is choppy in either direction.
But think about this. Really get this visual. When the water is choppy and you're going against the flow, it's a whole different fight. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, it's so laborious. It's just so much labor involved. It's such a fight. But when the water is choppy and you're going with the flow, the current of the water begins to carry you in the midst of the choppiness. And that's why I say that when you're secure with your vision and you have the clarity that you need, that clarity gives you peace. Doesn't mean the waters won't still be choppy from time to time, but you will navigate differently on your journey. You know, I so appreciate the opportunity to come together every Monday with you. I thank you, our global listening audience, for listening in. And when you chime in, we so appreciate that. Again, our lines are open. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. But I want you to know that, Coach Adams, I am committed to assisting individuals on their personal and professional growth journey. You know, and I do that regularly through my powerful gift of empowerment that I have. And I have a full circle of empowerment. Every week we come together right here on Inspired Media for You, Motivational Mondays. We're right here giving rich content that will give you tools and thoughts to gems and nuggets to add to your toolbox that will give you some thoughts to process around so you can move to the next level and win. Working it now, working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. But in addition, we have one-on-one coaching. In a one-on-one coaching environment, you get that personalized support that you need. Group coaching through my lifestyle, personal, and professional growth plan. You're in with like-minded individuals. My private masterminds on specific topics and subjects. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am a part of the Maxwell Leadership Team. And so with that, I'm certified with the Maxwell Leadership Team. I am licensed to teach masterminds on certain topics and a couple that are really, that I really love, one of which is put your dream to the test. It's funny, I was teaching those principles before I knew in the format of which it was outlined, and it really speaks to my heart, 15 invaluable laws of growth. Today matters. So private masterminds. In addition, I do team building. And so there's so much richness that's available through my full circle of empowerment. If you're interested, please don't hesitate to text or email. You can text or call, or you can also email by visiting my website. So visit coachadams.com. You can text or call 310-289-2101. So what did we talk about in today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams as we prepare to close out today's installment? It's amazing how quickly time flies. And again, our lines are open if you want to chime in. But as we get back to the richness of today's topic, and the question that we've been processing around, are you pouring into your vision? Are you pouring into your vision? And we said, we gave 5 keys on how to know if you're pouring into your vision. And I'll give you a quick recap as we prepare to close out today's installment. Number 1 key, we said you're consistent. You're not consistently inconsistent, but rather you are consistent. You're sacrificing the time and you're pouring into. You're not coming up with the constant excuses, but you're doing what's needed to be consistent and pour into your vision. You share your vision and you speak it with the people that you encounter. It's not a great mystery when someone says, what do you do? They know because you're constantly speaking it. And in that speaking, you're giving life to your vision, and people that are designed to partner with you, As you speak it, they will be drawn to you. Your vision, number three, key, your vision is a part of the very fabric of your life and all levels and aspects of it. It's woven into. And so your decision-making process is a direct result that aligns with your vision, your goals, and your dreams. You are committed, number four. You're not fair weather. You're not in and out. You're not up and down. You're not. You are committed in the good times, in the challenging and not so good times. You are committed to your vision, and you are persisting until you actually succeed and get the results. You're not fair weathered going from this to that. And then lastly, we stated that you're secure with your vision. And because you're secure with your vision and you know that you are living life on purpose, with purpose, that clarity comes in that, and therefore you have peace on your journey. Woo! What a rich segment. I know it was rich for me. I trust that it was rich for you. If you are not familiar with Coach Adams, again, you can visit coachadams.com. Visit my website at coachadams.com. If you did not ask a question today or make a statement or comment, but you want to continue the dialogue with us, we have a great opportunity for you through our Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. If you're not already a part of the network, simply ask to be a part of it, and you are welcome. Maybe, just maybe, you may have a show topic that you would like to see covered. You're struggling and challenged in a particular area. Your resident empowerment coach is in session every Monday here on Motivational Mondays. Why not take the opportunity to get some coaching on a subject that, or some insight into empowerment on a subject that is near and dear to your heart? So you can mention that in our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. You can keep the conversation going. Maybe you were not in the right space to make a comment today live on the airwaves, and we get that, but you still wanted to share some thoughts. You can do it there. Hey, maybe, just maybe, you might know of a guest that would lend to great insight and empowerment. We welcome that as well. We want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning into Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. And we want you to stay connected with us. If you haven't already set a timer for you to tune in, you should do that. Again, if you want to learn more about my full circle of empowerment, you can call or text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. If you're texting, simply include your name and full circle of empowerment or the specific area that you would like to learn more about. I challenge you not to allow your vision and your goals and your dreams to fall by the wayside. You want different results. You have to do things differently. And so I want to challenge you to think about, where do you have to shift and adjust to get greater results? Because if what you're doing is not serving you and it's not working, then you need to make an adjustment. And this reminds me of a topic that we talked about 2 weeks ago where we said you have to tweak it, available in our on-demand library. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.